Hello, who's there? Oh, hi. Give me just a moment. I'm on crutches. Hey, how's my old student? You look tired. I guess I don't really have any room to talk. Look at me here, walking wounded. What brings you by? Oh, you heard I wasn't in class all week. Yeah, this is why. Wait, so you came here to check on me? Wow. You always were my favorite student. I think the only thing bigger than that smart brain of yours is your heart. You were always one to look after others. Although you look a little bit tired. You've been stressed? Don't want to talk about it. Okay, that's all right. Oh, I'm more important here. Your old teacher who's hobbling around on crutches. No, I'm okay. I haven't had a lot of energy. If it was just crutches, I could still work, but I feel a little bit weak. The accident wasn't good. But it could have been a lot worse, so I'm okay, don't worry. You look clearly concerned. Come on, come inside. I'm glad you're here. I've been getting on okay. It's definitely different not having a husband around, since we went our separate ways, but I'm doing okay. Actually, would you mind getting me a glass of water? That would be lovely. And help yourself to anything. Look in the fridge if you like. Oh, thank you. I'm quite thirsty. What's that? Oh, why did we divorce? It just changed. It became comfortable rather than exciting. And sometimes comfortable is okay, but then I think there comes a time when that comfort just, it's not satisfying. It's not enough. I think there were times that I was just a little bit too much for him, a little more passionate than he was. So it's all good. What about you? Any girlfriend in the picture or? Or dating anyone? Oh, there's always been someone. Tell me. I mean, if you like. I'm not trying to pry. And the older woman that you've known a long time. Oh, my sweet boy. I know it's me. You've had a crush on me for a long time. Of course, I've known. The way you would look at me when I'd walk by, the glimpses at my cleavage, if I leaned forward, help you with the paper. A couple of times, I think you tried to look at my skirt when I walked away. You've always been a little more, how can I put it? You've always been a little more than your years. I could see where girls your own age didn't really appeal to you. They can play games, play hard to get, send mixed messages. And I don't do that. Very straightforward. And I'm tall, fit, with large boobs and hips. I mean, come on. I'm joking. I'm joking. So, why are you here, really, then? You heard that I was hurt, but you also heard that I was divorced. Ah, you thought perhaps maybe it was one and the same. No, No, car accident was definitely not part of that. Didn't help, but no, really, I'm okay. My leg should be good in about a week. Like I said, it could have been a lot worse. But let's talk a little bit more about you. Yes. Why don't you come sit a little closer to me here? Let's talk about this crush, if you will. It's more than a crush. I see. May I ask how many girls are now women, being that you're a grown man and a handsome one at that? Have you dated? Your silence is telling me the answer I already know. Don't worry. Come here. Lean a little closer. Was that your first kiss? Oh no, it was a very good kiss. This time I wish to do it again, but kiss me back. I know you want me. And the truth is, I want you too. But I want to feel your want. I want to feel your desire. And the truth of the matter is, I have wanted you. I know being a teacher and you were underage at that time was not appropriate. But the way I would catch you lingering after class, furtively looking at me, I had fantasies of taking you, of taking your virginity. And I was your teacher, and I know that would have been wrong, but it didn't stop me from at least wanting you, desiring you. And part of that was knowing that you wanted me. You wanted my pussy. Oh, you want my pussy. Well, sweetheart, I will tell you right now, there are no barriers here. You are a grown man. And I am here for you. You really are polite, aren't you? All right, let me word that a little bit differently. I'm offering you my pussy. My experience. And I want your cock. And we both know you want me. And perhaps I need to be a little more seductive. It's a little bit harder being on crutches, but not impossible by any means. So why don't I just slip this off. Do you like what you see? Your eyes widened. Guess you didn't expect the lacy bra and knickers, did you? Thought perhaps it would be a big white harness and granny panties. Oh, I'm a teacher at school. Here, I'm a woman with desires and who loves to feel sexy. And I love the way that you are looking at me right now. I know you don't have any experience. And that's okay. I do. And you actually being inexperienced is very delicious. Give me your hands. You don't have to close your eyes. Oh, you're so sweet. No, look. Look where your hands are. Squeeze them. I know you've wanted to. You have watched my boobs bounce and jiggle all over that classroom for years. This is your chance to touch them, to feel them. Ah, there you go. They feel nice, don't they? Why don't you slip my bra off? There you go. Come here. Bring your mouth down to them and suckle one of them. Suckle them both. Suckle them both at the same time if you like. Squeeze them. Have fun with them. Oh, it does bring me pleasure. As is the look on your face right now, which is one of pure desire and glee. Oh, yeah. Give my nipples a nibble. Use your teeth a little bit. Oh, yeah, just like that. Oh, yes. And I can tell through your jeans you are getting very, very hard. I think it's time to take those off. In my bedroom, we could. But that means I have to get on crutches and hobble my way over there. I think it's much better for you to just lie back. Let me slide these off as you take off your shirt. Oh, let me take you right here, right now. What do you think? Oh, dear boy, you did not disappoint. I probably shouldn't call you a boy anymore, should I? You kind of like it. All right, then. Well, sweet boy, you have a gorgeous cock. Going to climb on top of you. Oh, yeah. Don't worry, I'll go easy on you. And don't worry if you come right away. The beautiful thing about your age is you can come again and again and again, and you never stop being hard for me. Oh, yeah. Oh, your cock is beautiful. You like that? Me grinding my soft, wet pussy over it. Oh, my pussy lips spread around your shaft. Making it glisten. Oh, you do like that. Keep your hands on me. On my tits, on my hips, wherever you like. You need a kiss. You are so sweet. Oh, fuck. It's been a while since I've had sex. I don't think I can be very patient here. You inside of me. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Tastes very good together. Just as I thought. Already growing hard for me. Being that this is your first time, you should learn the right way. Suck my fingers. I want you to taste us. Sweet and salty. A good boy always tastes his own gum. It's very sexy. Some men think it's demeaning, or I don't know. For me, I always think it's very sexy that my lover always tastes both of us. Where was I? Rubbing my tongue over that oh so sensitive spot. Definitely a surprise, but not a bad one. You came again very quickly. And that too is a turn on. Oh, sweet boy, it's important that you know right now you have done nothing wrong. Everything right. Yes. I have to say, very surprised that you are here. Did not see this happening when I woke up this morning. Making your naughty teacher come on your cock for the first time. As you gloriously fill her tight pussy. I can still feel your cum dripping out of me. Oh? You think you're already ready for round three? I like that smile. Well, I tell you what, handsome. This time, I want you on top of me. I want you to grab my arms and pin them above my head. As I wrap my legs around your neck, and I want you to just pound me with that beautiful dick. Yes, because I know. Oh, because you will make me feel so good. Oh, yeah, and I don't want you to stop until you make me come. Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, not too forceful at all. Let me just get my legs around your neck. Oh, I do yoga every day. You have no idea how flexible I am, especially when I'm not injured. Now, fuck me, my sweet boy. Give me that beautiful cock and stretch my pussy wide with it. Oh, yeah. Use those hips. You don't have to go fast yet, but just... Oh, yeah, like that. There you go. Oh, yeah. Fuck. I can feel your balls slapping against my arse. Oh, yeah. Execute. Oh, yeah, baby. Oh, yeah. Harder. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Pound me. Oh, yeah. Watch my tits bounce as you pound me. Fuck. Oh, God, you're so sexy. Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You want to come again? Come all over my tits. Oh, yeah, spray them with your cum this time. Make me a dirty girl. Your dirty teacher. Oh, yeah, do it. Yes. So much cum. Oh, baby, you are amazing. Take the tip of your cock and rub it over my nipples. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Now watch as I take them in my mouth, one by one. Licking up your cum. Tell me. Did you like marking your former teacher with your cum? Spraying it all over her tits. Watching her cleaning it up with her tongue. Why don't you put that gorgeous mouth on my tits and clean up the rest? Oh, yeah, good boy. Oh. That is a sight. Oh, Oh, give me that mouth. It is okay that you need a rest. You take all the time you need. There is plenty more.